Hello and welcome to The Two Tones. It's episode 6, Tony Mokler and Tony DeBolfo. How are you, Tone?
G'day, Tone. Lovely to see you here.
You too. Well, pre-round one fever.
Yes. Isn't it great?
Season 2016 opens in the traditional format, which we love, a twilight game against the Tigers.
80,000 strong numbers, I'm tipping, Tone.
That's what they're, that's what the buzz is at the moment. We have to ask, though, Tone, as we go into round one, after a remarkable pre-season, 15 new names on the list, who's going to debut?
Look, it's a great question, Tony, and you know, we could see, you know, almost, what, a third of the starting 18 playing their first game for Carlton. I mean, you know, we've, as you've said, we've seen a lot of new faces, you know, strutting their stuff through the summer period, and I think of that, you know, substantial core of players, well, you know, we'll I'm sure see Jakob Vietering making his senior debut in the number 23 for the Mighty Blues.
Well, we certainly hope after a good night's sleep, unlike the one he got in Tasmania.
Yes. No, we do hope that he, you know, he's bright and chipper for Thursday night, that's for sure. It's a night game, so he's got no excuses there. and then we may even see, you know, Andrew Phillips, the ruckman, turn out. Jed Lamb's another who's obviously showed enough to suggest he'll be part of the starting lineup, and of course the one that's probably performed as well as Vietering through the pre-season campaign is Sam Kerridge.
Yes.
So you know, there's as many as five players potentially that could be running out in the Carlton Guernsey for the first time against Richmond, and that's a massive X factor, isn't it? You know, just how will it pan out. I think if you look at, you know, all players that I've mentioned there, none of them have shown any lack of composure, or they've certainly been poised and you know, methodically gone about their games. So I mean, this is a massive stage, isn't it? Round one, Richmond, 80,000, the MCG. But it seems to me that those players mentioned are truly equipped to take on everything that the occasion demands, you know, and we've seen already, you know, Brendan Bolton, you know, say to his players in those great video grabs we've seen, first bounce of the ball Thursday night, it is on.
Yeah, and as soon as you've warmed up, be ready to go.
That's right. So the journey begins, Tony.
Yes, it does indeed. And the journey, of course, on carltonfc.com.au, well worth multiple viewings because you get more out of it the more you watch. It is a really remarkable visual document of the reset of a football club. Speaking of which, Vietering, of course, comes out very well in it. The trip down to Tasmania was interesting. The podcast, I noticed, had no trip to Tasmania for our pre-season one in, all in, kind of what went on there, Tone.
I've been lobbying hard. I've been speaking to Luca, and I've told a lot of them that we need to be out there on location, Tony.
We do. We would have happily gone down there and done a tour of any winery they sent us to.
Yes, and Angelo, that great Carlton man, at Da Angelo's up there at Battery Point. We could have done a broadcast from the first level up there, Tony. I'm most disappointed.
Well, be it noted. Now,
By the way, may I just interject? We talked about Jakob Vietering.
Yeah.
I might say that on the footy show on Thursday night, David Hughes did ask him how his surname is pronounced.
Yes.
To which he replied, Vietering.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, good to
hear.
We
have spoken.
All right, enough on that. Speaking of CarltonFC.com.au, you will see a great highlights package of Kerridge's fine pre-season work.
I haven't had a chance to see this grab yet. Have you? You've analysed it?
No, it's awesome. It's awesome. His polish is amazing. He's just coolness under pressure. He's really exciting.
Well, it's magnificent to hear you say this. So I've watched, you know, Kerridge perform like the rest of us, and have been most impressed by the way he's gone about his football. He's also a terrific fellow, and I think he's brought a real buzz to the place, you know, and is much liked person. And when you talk about players like Kerridge and Lamb, Tony, you know, I think about it as I think of Murph, you know, and you know, the strength in numbers that Mark Murphy hopefully now gets that maybe he didn't always have, you know, and I think what the coach has tried to impress upon the group is that this is a unit, you know, that there's going to be no reliance on any one player, and it's one in all, in all those cliches. But I do think of, you know, the support that will hopefully now be afforded Mark Murphy, just with the likes of Lamb and Kerridge's inclusions. Seasoned players, you know, we can't forget that they're not first-timers at league level. They have played senior footy at AFL level elsewhere. So they're ready to go. And I just think the midfield as a collective unit stacks up pretty well. You know, you look at Gibbs, you're throwing Cripps, of course, and it's not a bad core of midfielders that Brendan Bolton has at his disposal. So let's see how they go together for the first time Thursday.
Well, Gibber is prime. There was a press conference he gave during the week. It hasn't played in 9 months.
Yeah, you forget that, don't you?
And this is the season 2016 rollout of the bun.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of people are forgetting that.
You're not an advocate, though, Tony, are you? Let's be truthful.
No, I'm anti-bun. But look, whatever floats your boat, if it helps him play, it helps
him
play.
The only buns you and I like are the ones with a cross on them at the moment.
I was thinking of another sort, but I'll happily say yes to that one too. Now, Richmond are carrying a few injuries at the moment, Tone, which is sad. You look, it happens in AFL. They had a torrid pre-season, fielding 15 players at one point. So they go in with some notable absences. Do you want to talk us through those and maybe speculate, Tone, as to what impact that might have on the game?
Well, yes. And as we speak, Tony, Delidio has already been ruled out, as has Chris Yaron, of course. Mm. Now, Marich, I think, is line ball, obviously, you know, carrying a back ailment. And then you've got question marks over Sean Grigg and Reece Conker. So, I mean, what's that? 5 players that you would expect would have been in their starting 22, either out or in serious doubt. So that's a fair chunk. You know, we talk about the players coming in for Carlton, but obviously Richmond, I suppose, fairly late in the piece is going to have to readjust. Mm. I mean, you need everything going for you, don't you? Mm. You know, at the best of times. And look, it may unsettle, but obviously, you know, Carlton still faces a massive test in taking on a team that, you know, has been touted as a finals participant. So it doesn't change anything from Carlton's perspective. They just have to be on song from the first bounce Thursday night. And it's a collective performance that not only Brendan Bolton is seeking, but all who supported Carlton are demanding of this new team as they embark on the journey forward.
Well, speaking of those debuts, in terms of matchups, Vickery and Cochin, you know, how do you neutralise them?
Well, you know, we were talking off air, you know, with Marich out, you would suspect, you know, following duties would probably fall to the hammer, Sean Hampson. Vickery, you know, has caused Carlton problems as a stay-at-home big-bodied forward previously. You'd expect that Sam Rowe would probably stand him.
Who will Jamo get there?
Well, Jamo. Well, we were talking about this earlier, whether it was Jamo or actually Vietering himself that might get the gig on Revolt. Mm. But then there's that other floating forward, Griffiths, that needs to be managed as well. So you would think that, look, you would probably think that Jamison would go to
Revolt.
Yeah. And the young bloke would pick up Richmond's other floating forward. So, I mean, they're three big jobs, you know, that need to be taken care of. And all power to our boys in taking on those portfolios this week.
Now, the question was asked of Bryce Gibbs in the press conference, how do we kick goals? His response was interesting. Can I suggest two things? We just leave it up to Kerridge, or everyone just watches Kieran Burns in the VFL. That is one of the greatest goals of all time. That is just one of the most amazing. Now, speaking of, I mean, Is he a possible starter for Thursday night?
Well, I would have thought so. And you know what was great about that goal, Tony, is that he obviously seemed to be given license to do it.
You know,
and we talk about football being played now in an era where there's so much regulation that maybe players aren't allowed to show their flair and finesse, and yet here was this young fellow from Ireland just taking on the entire ground.
He looked like Georgie Best.
Running around like a witch's hat. He did, didn't he? It was just magnificent to see. It was a great team goal too. Yeah. You know, it took two or three teammates, you know, to feed out those deft handballs back to him. But he made that play from the back pocket. It was just superb to see. A magnificent individual and team goal to go with it. It was tremendous.
So now, in answer to that question, Tone, if we don't have Kieran, if we don't have Kerridge kind of firing, or I mean, not that they are the go-to option, but how would the forward line look in terms of structure?
Well, obviously you've got the big fella and the 41 Guernsey Levi is the man with the mitts who we know that he's such a capable overhead mark and a pack mark, but it's of course only half the job. He needs to convert, obviously, for us to have any sort of chance. I think Walker and Everett are probably the floaters. You know, they're the ones that we would look to. Walker, of course, has played there. Everett's no stranger to the forward six. So, and there's experience there in all three players, really. So you would expect that they would be the three that would have to, really hit the scoreboard for Carlton to have a chance this week. And I think they're all up to it, really. They really need to deliver.
Well, as Gibber said, so long as we kick more goals than Richmond, we'll be all right.
That's fine by me.
He's got a handle on how the game works, which is good.
The other thing, I think I'm really looking forward to seeing Tony on Thursday night is Cripps.
Yeah.
Because we got a glimpse of it in that game against Sydney. And he's a man-child, to see the way he basically took control of the clearances was just a sight to behold. And, what a year it promises to be for a truly exciting player in Patrick Cripps. And, that'll get me through the gate on Thursday night for sure, if nothing else.
Well, you and 79,000 other people, we hope. Will Juddy be at the game, do you think? What's his involvement in terms of... In terms of the club now? That's a question without notice, but...
Yeah, I'd imagine he'd be... Well, I'd love to think he'd be at the game. The man cave would be a lure, wouldn't it? With Foxtel beaming the game live.
He might be out shopping for sports jackets. Who knows? He's rocking the sports jackets lately.
It's indelibly etched into your psyche,
really,
that jacket, isn't it?
Really is.
Yeah. Yeah, the sky blue, wasn't it? It was a bit like that, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah. But look, I don't know whether he's going to give... footy a wide berth this year, but it was certainly lovely to see him on the journey.
Yeah,
articulating his thoughts to our ball magnet of 2016 and beyond, Patrick Cripps. So it's great to see the man's sphere of influence still cuts through here at the old Carlton Ground.
Well, that's what you want. If you have a person of his calibre, you don't let them go lightly. Speaking of the journey, there was a touching moment where Murph and Simmer were called forward in front of the playing group. Brendan Bolton emphasised how emphatic the endorsement was for Mark Murphy as captain and Simmer for vice-captain.
Yes.
Murph, is he tickety-boo? Is he ready to rock? Is he going to roll out?
Well, you'd certainly hope so. I mean, obviously we haven't seen him play, and that has to be of some concern that he hasn't had a run under the belt, but maybe they've been managing it, he's been managing it, and they've probably felt that, after the recent surgery that he had, that, they adopt the softly approach. And I think the thing you have to remember with Mark Murphy is he's captain of the club, he's a pro. You would think that he'd be right to go. And if he wasn't right to go, he'd be professional enough to say, I'm not right to go. So I've got every faith that that he's ready to lead the team out. And, looking forward to see Mark, captain Carlton once again. Good luck to him.
Gibber was also asked in the press conference. There was a, I guess, an obvious but direct question. Do you think he can do it? Do you think he can win? What do you think of Carlton's chances, Tony DeVolfo?
I know they can win, Tony. Yeah. Well, I mean, they wouldn't be wasting their time running out otherwise. And I know that, you know, since the new coach took over, everything's been about round one, you know, yep, looking towards round one. And I think, you know, we all came to understand that against when we saw the Essendon game here at Princes Park, where we basically had our goal-to-goal line missing going into that contest. You could just tell walking away from that game that you know, the powers that be here were thinking ahead. And I just hope that on Thursday night when they walk off, that the players have given everything. And I think, you know, the collective input of this team, who knows how far it can take them to a man. I just think what Brendan Bolton has created is a real spirit amongst the players, and a strength in unity. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's going to get us through. You know, we talked earlier about the goals, where the goals are going to come from. Well, you know, we need a lot of players probably bobbing up at crucial points to contribute to the, you know, the team on the scoreboard. So, you know, you can isolate Casbolt, Walker, Everett, but, you know, there's a lot of other players that are capable of literally putting the score on the board. Let's hope they do. Jamo will probably be your stay-at-home player. I think that's probably the one exception. But yes, you would like to think there's going to be a collective input Thursday night. And maybe what happens Thursday night sets the tone for the way this team is going to play right through the course of 2016. And I think more than anything, going along Thursday night, it's the unknown. You know, we're all going to the unknown. Like Murphy's leading this new group of players under this new coaching regime into the unknown in some respects. All supporters going along on Thursday night, you know, we're all going into the unknown. Yeah. How will it pan out? You know, the signs so far have been positive, but, you know, Thursday night it all starts, and this is the serious stuff. And you know, how will this group under Mark Murphy perform under pressure against a team that is considered a bona fide finalist? Some questions will be answered, that is for sure.
Well, it's going to be an enthralling contest because you underestimate Richmond at your peril. It's a huge stage, and but there's a lot, I guess, coming to a head, and it will be, as I said earlier, a learning experience for the fans this Thursday.
Yes,
so I'm looking forward to that as much as anything else.
I think, where will you be, Tony? You'll be loitering on the concourse, or
yeah,
what will you be
I'll
doing?
Be, yeah, no, I'll be where I need to be, and you know, the phone will be on in case Bolts needs to pick my football brain. just letting you know, Brendan, letting you know. Now, also just a bit of housekeeping now. Tone. Be sure to head to Icon Park on Wednesday for our open training session. SEN's Kevin Bartlett will be on the barbecue after losing an on-air bet last week.
Well, that's fair enough too. True to his word, the good man. You know, he's been trying to, prod the bear, you know, the big dark navy blue bear. He's come off second best and he's going to be flipping snags. So, and that's fair enough too. I just hope that he's wearing a chef's hat to cover that really bad comb over, Tony.
Training starts at 10:50 a.m., so be there.
Yes.
Get something for nothing from Kevin Bartlett.
So it's the first time he will have given anything off, when you think about it.
No, so grab the sausage, embalm it, because it will be a collector's item. So just to remind everyone, round one, Richmond v Carlton, 7:20 p.m. this Thursday.
7:20, not 7:40. Get there early, Carlton supporters.
Best way to get there is to purchase a 2016 Carlton membership. Call 1-300-CARLTON or visit membership.carltonfc.com.au. Go Blues.
Go Blue Baggers.